My guest for this segment is Emily Bell. She's a regular columnist for World Magazine. She's done some terrific work on something that's very near and dear to my heart, and that is Bible translations. And sadly, we're going to talk about some of the problems that are happening inside Bible translations today. In particular, she has led the way in reporting on a very growing controversy concerning translations in the Arabic and Turkish peoples, or to the Arabic and Turkish peoples in Islamic countries. Emily, I have read all three of the articles you've done for World. If you've done more, I don't know about them, but I know about three of them, about these so-called Muslim-friendly Bible translations. Anyway, it's great reporting. Again, to reframe the issue, some 30 or 40 translations have been done, apparently in a paraphrase style, that would seem to denigrate the equality of the Father-Son relationship of Jesus and God, and it would lessen the divinity of Jesus to a status of messenger or maybe just a prophet, very similar to what the Quran states. There are examples we can give, and we'll probably get into those sometime during this entire broadcast. But Emily, it's good to have you with me. I appreciate you taking a few minutes to talk to me about this.
Well, thanks so much for having me.
Well, your article that was posted February 25th that deals with the battle for accurate Bible translations in Asia, that is riveting work. Why don't you talk to me about what's in that article, the information there, because I think this is so paramount to our discussion.
Sure. It's a hard issue to sum up in just a few moments, but what we did was look at this specific translation of the Gospel of Matthew that happened in Turkey. And this was published late last summer, and in that translation, they changed the phrase God the Father to what Turkish speakers have told me is something along the lines of the Great Protector. And then they changed Son of God to something along the lines of Representative of God. So we just looked at, you know, what the groups were that were behind that, which turned out to be a Frontiers team mainly. And then we also talked to a lot of local pastors who are really getting upset about this because they think they're not being consulted about something that's really going to damage the church there.
What I read was that it appears that the local pastors, the nationals, are being they feel like their work is being undermined, and they're questioning why in the world we need another translation when they already had one that was working and representing the Word of God in a correct fashion.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There already is a Turkish translation. So we talked to Bob Blinko, who's the director of Frontiers, and he said that they did those translations as an outreach to conservative Sunni Muslims who they feel like they haven't had a lot of progress with that group of people. So even though there's already existing translation, they thought, well, we need to come up with something else to reach this group of people. And, of course, the Turkish pastors are saying, you know, you're just not being patient enough. It takes a lot of years to make progress with these people and to bring them to Christ. So just be more patient is generally the message.
Yeah. What I read in numerous places, in particular in your article, but other places as well, this kind of works along the same mold that we've seen happen here in the United States, where the church growth movement basically says we've got to do something to fill up the pews. We need to be considered with church growth or be concerned with church growth above everything else. And I got the same feeling in reading this, that this is kind of what's happened there in the fact that it might be a type of postmodernism taking place where, we've got to go faster, we have to go quicker, and the local pastors are saying, hang on, we've been doing this all our lives. You know, we've been staking our lives on this, risking our lives for the gospel. Let's not degrade what it is, and just with the idea of trying to draw more people toward us.
The pastors will say, you know, if the phrase Son of God is offensive to Muslims, that's a place where we come in, where the church comes in to bring good teaching to people. So it shouldn't be a matter of changing the Bible, but rather giving people better teaching and preaching.
Yeah, that's right. In your October 8th article, which is called Holding Translations Accountable, and again, folks, we're talking to Emily Bell. She's a writer for World Magazine. I cannot more highly recommend anybody's set of writings upon a particular topic. Like, she has done such a great job on this. I encourage you to all go and subscribe to World Magazine. You can do that online, as well as certainly get a print copy. I've got the online version myself and on the go all the time, so I read it that way. But, well, we talked about frontiers, and we know that Wycliffe and SIL, the other two translators that have been involved in the controversy, have suspended distribution of the questionable translations in their control. Do you know what Frontiers' position has been about theirs?
I don't know if Frontiers has taken a new position officially, but I know there's been a lot of internal discussion there, and I think they're trying to work it out internally before they make a big decision for all their field workers. But Frontiers is the kind of organization that is supposed to be bottom up, so a lot of times these teams are working very independently of Frontiers leadership.
I see. Well, when we were told that Wycliffe, for example, was going to put all their doing up before a kind of a review panel of the global church, whenever I hear those words, I'm just usually skeptical, because a review panel of the global church means everybody compromises, and the last thing that's really thought about is the integrity of the Word of God, and that concerns me. I know that sounds cynical, but that's just from experience speaking, that's kind of how that ends up. And listen, I know we only have a few minutes with you. You have another interview to do with someone else, and I just want to ask you another question here, because I see something that you wrote about in the October 8th article that you wrote, which is called Holding Translators Accountable, and that's one I think everybody needs to go and read. And again, that's on World Magazine, Holding Translators Accountable. In that article, you talked about a couple who were getting ready to go on the field, and they became distressed because they weren't getting their questions answered. They were the Irvines, I believe is their name. And in the process of this, they were told to read a book by Carl Medaris that is a positive book towards something called the Insiders Movement. Tell us what you know about that.
Well, Carl Medaris's book outlines some of the principles behind the Insider Movement, which essentially says that you don't have to officially become a Christian or officially join a church. You can continue your Muslim practices, you can continue going to a mosque, as long as you say in your heart that you believe in Jesus. I might be overgeneralizing his position, but that's kind of it simplified. And so a lot of local pastors have been really fighting this along with the translations. Well, they've been paired together.
That's, that flies in the face of the account of Jesus and the apostles. And I mean, we'd have to go back and start apologizing to the martyrs, because it appears to me that a lot of people who gave their lives for the gospel wouldn't have had to done so if they would have done what Carl Medaris and the Insiders Movement is advocating. His book, by the way, is called Muslims, Christians, and Jesus. It is published by a Christian publisher, and Medaris does claim to be a Christian, and we're not here to question that necessarily. We do know that he's definitely into the idea that the church has replaced Israel, and that's a problem. There's all kinds of problems to this, but the Insider Movement in general is something I've been very concerned about because of my work in dealing with Chrislam. I see it as almost kind of a Chrislam inside of Islam, to stay there and stay in the Muslim context, pray the five prayers a day, go through the five pillars of Islam, listen to the imam, and yet claim to be a Christian. The problem, and you enumerated this a minute ago, is that we need good teaching right alongside the Word of God. The truth is, we need Christians to be defining who we are and to making clear differences between who we are and who what other religions believe, between our faith and what others teach. And therein lies what I see as the big problem. But Medaris's book is just one of many that are out there like this, and we're concerned about it. It was something you brought to my attention, and when I began to follow that rabbit trail, I found all kinds of things I wish I'd never found out about concerning this whole movement. And I think this casts a pale upon the direction that so many in the Bible translation community are going at today. And even overnight last night, I received information directly from some people who have been out on the field as translators who are confirming this and even more. And the more I uncover, it's like an anthill that's become a mountain to me. So that's what's happened. Listen, Emily, I know you have to go. Is there anything else you want to add to the discussion? Any points you'd like to make or any other information you'd like to bring out?
Well, there are about a million things we could talk about since it's such a, you know, it covers the whole world. So I guess we'll just have to save that for another time.
Okay. Well, we will do that too. And I appreciate you being with me. Emily Bells is my guest. Terrific work in World Magazine. Is there any way listeners can contact you or just through the magazine?
Sure. My email is listed under all my articles. So you should be able to get in touch with me if you have any questions.
That's terrific. Thanks again.
Thank you.